Peter, did you create your own downfall tonight?
We certainly didn't help in the nature of the defending for the two goals. The first goal, whilst it was a fantastic strike, we certainly should have did better in the lead up to it. But around our box, we should have cleared our lines much better. And the second one, second half, I think it was the only strike they had in the second half on target. So again, we didn't defend particularly well on the edge of the box. We didn't track the runner. And it was all too easy too for Paddy Kavanagh to get to the byline and put across it. So there's certainly room for improvement.
You started brilliantly.
Yeah, we started both halves, I thought, really well. First half, we really took the game to them. Patrick Magaleen, I thought, was outstanding, leading the line. And I thought we certainly deserved to go in front. And then we simply lost our way a wee bit. And to be fair to Bohemians, they had a few experienced players who were a bit streetwise. And they dropped with injuries there and then and delayed the game and just broke our momentum completely. Second half again, I thought we started well and dominated the entire second half and their keeper pulled off some fantastic saves. So disappointing then to be they hit with a sucker punch.
You say about the keeper making some saves, he made a couple of great saves in added time and we had 6 or 8 minutes of added time at the end, which shows that your players were keeping going right until the whistle.
No, well that's again shows the character of the players, they kept at it and as you say, he pulled off some fantastic saves from headers, and then Mark Tumman rattled the crossbar with a free kick, and the rebound fell to Ryan Curran, but he was just coming on too quick to try any type of control on it. So, no, very, very disappointing. I think we certainly deserve something from the game, if not the three, but I think that was the only shot they had in the second half, and they scored from it. So, but that's the fine margins.
You lost Patrick Magaleni, and I mean, he went down like a sack of potatoes. He just collapsed 20 minutes from the end?
Yeah, well, we knew straight away that it was a bad one. So it looks like he's damaged his groin. And immediately he came off on a stretcher. So it'd be a big blow to him personally, but for the team as well. So we assess him now tonight and tomorrow morning when we come in. And hopefully it's not as bad as we fear.
Shane, did you gift that win to Bohemians tonight?
Well, I don't think it was gifted as such, like. But they definitely sucker punched us. I think on the night we were the better team. But that's football. Sometimes you don't take your chances and things don't go your way. We were sort of sucker punched, and that's the way it went tonight. And disappointed.
Great start, brilliant goal, 8 minutes.
We had a good start. Patrick up front was giving them 2 centre halves at hard time. Like, and I think if we had got the ball up to him, you know, even more, I think we would have done more damage on the night. And to be fair to Philip, it's a good strike in the bottom, you know, in the bottom right corner, like. But after that, we didn't take it, not to say we took it for granted, but we sort of took our foot off the pedal a wee bit, and they seemed to get back into the game a wee bit more, and they get the equaliser in coming up, what was it, 20 minutes. But we got in a half time on each, and I think if we had done more in the final third tonight this evening again, I think we would have beat them, like. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be.
Their equaliser is a shot in a million, you know, because Anner goes over the bar.
Ah, that's one of them ones, you know. Sometimes you can't defend them. Like, to be fair to him, he's had a wonder strike and it's went right in the top corner. But I think on the leading up to goal, there was a foul on one of our players, and them 50-50 decisions, you really get them off the League of Ireland referees in my time playing here. Like, but like I say, we're disappointed, but you have to pick ourselves up, and we've got an important game away to Longford down on Saturday, so that'll be a tough one, but we're looking forward to it.
Your brother was a big loss in the second half. He went down very quickly.
No, he's struggling in there, to be fair to him. I'm not sure what the physio is to get a scan, but it's something to do with his groin anyway. And if anybody was going to do anything, he was going to be the game changer for us, you know, because he was very lively, and his hold up play was excellent. In my opinion, that's where his best position is, you know, up there up top, like, on his own. If you get players playing around him, he can hurt anybody, you know. He's got it in his locker, like. But like I say, you know, I keep repeating myself, but we're really disappointed with that, because it was sort of a snatch and grab for Bohs, and we just have to go to Longford now and hopefully get a good result down there.